The World This Week, Politics.
To mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, Joe Biden visited Belfast, where he briefly met the main parties in Northern Ireland. The settlement has ensured peace in the province, but getting the politics to work has been harder. The agreement requires unionists and nationalists to share power, but the devolved assembly has not sat for 40% of the time since 1998 and is suspended now too. The American president then spent 3 days in Ireland, visiting his ancestral homeland. Mr. Biden tried to reassure America's allies that there would be no more leaks of classified intelligence after the release of a trove of documents online from an unknown source. The sensitive materials show the extent of America's involvement in Ukraine's fight against Russia, including details of Ukrainian battle strengths and weapon deliveries. It was the biggest leak of top-secret information since Edward Snowden's leak of military papers in 2013. In Ukraine, Russia stepped up its bombardments in the frontline Donetsk region as the battle raged for control of the small but strategically important town of Bakhmut. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces said the Russians had switched to the type of scorched earth tactics that they had used in Syria defending the Assad regime. The Biden administration filed an appeal against a judge's ruling that would suspend the sale of mifepristone, an abortion pill. The judge sided with an anti-abortion group in deciding that the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone in 2000 was unsafe, despite few safety concerns being raised during the 23 years it has been on sale. America's Environmental Protection Agency proposed its most stringent measures to date to reduce car emissions. The new standards are intended to accelerate the transition to electric vehicles. The EPA thinks the new rules will result in EVs accounting for 67% of new light-duty vehicle sales by 2032. Car makers were taken by surprise. They are working towards an EV target of 40-50% of car sales by 2030. Clarence Thomas, a justice on America's Supreme Court, defended trips he had taken on a jet owned by Harlan Crow, a generous donor to the Republicans, describing him as a close friend with whom he has taken family holidays for 25 years. News of the trips sparked more criticism of the court's lack of transparency.